Hello, loves. Are you ready to embark on a soul-stirring adventure? If you are, hell yes. If not, well, get ready, babes. Because at Love Lighthouse, we are all about starting the transformative journey of healing and awakening to the true you. So let's go. Hey everyone, welcome back to Love Lighthouse, the show that helps empower you in your life. I'm your host, Jen Suliafu, and today I am going to help you with a very important word that a lot of people are uncomfortable with. Can you guess what it is? No. Are you a person that has a hard time setting boundaries, has a hard time saying no, and you actually say yes when you really, really want to say no? Well, I want you to practice right now. I want you to just give me a good, strong no, if you're able to do that wherever you're at. But quit living out of obligation. I did this for a very, very long time. I'm definitely getting a lot better at it. And the sooner you embrace it, the better your life gets. It's so empowering. And I think this is a really important subject because a lot of us have a hard time with this. Are you someone who has the idea or a label or a story about you? Maybe you say, I have a hard time with confrontation, or I have a hard time saying no, or I'm just so, so busy. So many people need me. Well, if you're saying those things, then you are most likely getting whipped around by life and doing a lot of things out of obligation that are not really serving you or honoring you, or even better yet, to understand not honoring the people that you really care about in your life, such as your spouse or your children or your dear friends and family, people that really do deserve your time and your energy, because you're divvying out your time and energy to so many other people, right? Maybe that's resonating with you. If you are watching this on YouTube, please go ahead and hit the like button and subscribe. It really helps me out if you do that. What this word does is it helps us get good at creating boundaries. And when you create boundaries, when you're good at creating those, it equals freedom. Freedom. And to me, living a successful life is living a life of joy and freedom. When you can have a heart that's free, that you're not living in fear or anger or sadness, and you're able to live in freedom with that, and then you're full of joy, that to me is success. Write in the comments if you want to live, if you want more freedom in your life. Write yes, drop a yes in the comments, or drop a sun emoji, whatever resonates with you. But let's bring in some more empowerment for you, and you're going to have some major ahas in this segment. But another thing you're going to realize, if you're a parent, you're going to realize that you're doing things that a lot of things that you're doing, you can be standing in your power that can really, really help benefit your children, because your kids are not learning by what you're telling them so much, but by what you're showing them. I mean, of course, it's great to be able to talk to your kids and tell them, you know, great pieces of advice. But what's even more impactful for them is as they watch you walk the walk and live your life, then they are going to emulate that. They're going to model that. And so if you want your daughters or your sons to grow up and be able to feel comfortable saying no to people because that's honoring them, then you got to walk the walk. So let's start here. I think it's so important for us to realize, you know, when you were a kid, you were taught to say yes to things that you really wanted to say no to. You were broken down. So many times you'd say no, just naturally, because kids don't have a hard time speaking their truth. They say no, right? If they don't want to eat something or drink something or go to bed, or if they don't like a certain person, they're going to know. Like, think of a toddler. You hand them to Aunt Sally or Uncle Billy or whoever, and they don't like that person. They don't like their vibe. They don't like them for whatever reason, they're going to let you know. They're going to start throwing a fit. They're going to arch their back. They're going to get away from that person as fast as they possibly can. But then as we beat people down in life and get them to conform as children, maybe your kids don't want to go to church, or they don't want to go to the store, or they don't want to do a lot of things that you're like, you have to do this, right? Maybe they don't want to go to school and sit there. And so you, as a child, you were taught to conform to whatever various things that you were taught to conform by the adults in your life. Maybe you were grounded, or you were spanked if you said no to something that they wanted you to do. Maybe you missed out on things, or you were shamed or yelled at. Several things probably occurred for you to learn to conform in life. And what happens is that's normal, that's natural. I've done this with my four children when they were not wanting to do certain things. It's part of life. It's a good thing because you're teaching your kids kind of the ways of the world, and there are certain parameters and boundaries and structure that need to occur, right? But over time, things change and you grow up and you become older and you start to understand things that you needed to learn as a child. You understand them now, such as obviously we have to tell our kids if they want to run into the street, we have to tell them no. And so when they want to say yes to that, to run into the street and play in the street, and we teach them those boundaries of no, that's actually a healthy thing. It's a good thing. But then at one point, that child grows up and they know, they have that common sense. They know not to run in front of a car and those different things. And so guess what? Now you were taught to say yes to a lot of things that you are still saying yes to, but you really, really don't want to. And you're still afraid. Subconsciously, you're still afraid to say no when you really want to. And those gnarly things aren't going to happen anymore. You're not going to get spanked or grounded or any of those things. And so it's time to remember that you are a grown ass woman or a grown ass man, right? And you have all the power now, and you don't need to worry about saying no to things. And so unless it is a hell yes, then it's a hell no. And so I want you to start to get comfortable setting boundaries. And I want to ask you, what are you saying yes to in your life that you really don't want to do anymore? Think about that. Your subconscious mind was being developed all the way up until you were about 8 years old. And so while that was being developed, you were getting these parameters, these limits put upon you. And the makeup of your family culture also really affects whether you're comfortable setting healthy boundaries or not. It's so important to find your power. I was the youngest, or I am the youngest, of 9 children. And so for me, there were so many things that I went along with a lot of my older siblings. And it was like, just do what you're told and don't make waves. And so I did that for so many years. And for me to start saying, no, that doesn't work for me, or I'm not going to make it to that, or I'm choosing not to come to that, those were some hard times for me to really find my power. But it's time, honey. It is time for you to find your power. Your life is passing you by. No reason to wait. You're listening to this episode for a reason. So think of that sentence. If it's not a hell yes, then it's a hell no. Think of that. Doesn't that feel good to think like, oh, if I don't really want to do something, then I don't have to do things out of obligation anymore. Now, I'm not telling you not to be there for people and show up for them and help them, but do it with the right vibe, the right energy, because it's great to help people, and it's fun to help people. But if you're doing it begrudgingly, like, I don't want to do this, then that isn't really helping anyone, is it? If you need help busting through those subconscious beliefs, that is exactly what I do in my Awaken group, is I will help you. I will help you break through those subconscious beliefs that you probably don't even know that you have. So I'm going to drop the link in the show notes down below. Check out my group. People are amazed at what happens when they start to pay attention to what their subconscious beliefs are. And they'll say, oh, I want this, but their subconscious beliefs are here and they don't line up. So we have to bust through that programming that you came into the planet and you were programmed into. And once you bust through those beliefs and start to shift those and change those, everything in your whole life changes. So it's really, really powerful and amazing. And I wish I would have known this sooner, but I realized timing was divine and I learned the things that I needed to learn at the right time. And so for you too, if you're just learning these kinds of things, if you're just finding out about the law of attraction, about manifesting, about, you know, branching really into personal growth and understanding how to change your life, and you're going, gosh, why didn't I do this earlier? Well, guess what? Timing really is divine, and you needed to be at that space that you were in before, and that's okay. But now is the time, because you are in front of me and you are listening to this message. So don't wait. Don't let another year go by before you really get serious about your self-talk and about your belief system, because whatever it is you are thinking and projecting out, you are calling into your life. And so the sooner you take ownership of that, the sooner your life can completely elevate, radically shift, and you can start to fly in your life even more, right? But parents think, this is something with parents, you know, when we talk about how your subconscious mind was being developed, you know, a lot of things that your parents taught you were good and they were the greater good for you to keep you safe and all of those things at that time. It was relevant for you at that time. But then a lot of other things that maybe weren't so relevant and weren't about your greater good, your parents most likely also projected onto you. So many parents think that since they gave birth to a human, now they have the right to control them forever. And so you find a lot of parents that are adults and they have adult children and they still are trying to dominate their children's moves and their choices, and they're really up in their life. Now, on that note, this makes me laugh because I'm thinking, as I'm saying this, I'm thinking about if my 12-year-old daughter were to listen to this right now, because she's 12 and I am up in her business. Believe me, she'll even say, Mom, don't you have a life, right? Which little stinker to say that to me, but she's saying that because I really am up in her business. Now, I think it's important to know what's going on in your kid's life, to ask them questions. Obviously, I give her some freedom in her life, but I also think it's important for us to know, who are our kids' friends? Who are they liking these days? Who's going to be at a get together? Like, those kinds of things are very important. And I am really up in the mix when my kids are small and they're younger and they're growing and they're on their journey. But once my kids fly the nest, once they graduate, once they become an adult, I really try to step back and let them take the reins and not dominate them and helicopter mom them. And I realized, just because I gave birth to these precious humans, I don't have the right to control them. I know that. And neither do you. None of us do, right? We do not have the right to control anybody. And I remember times in my own life, more so with my mom. My dad pretty much just let me do my thing. He was pretty hands-off on that. He was, you know, supportive in that. But my mom was more up in the mix, where she wanted me to live my life the way that she believed, and specifically religion. And I remember it just like really bothering me and me being like, Mom, because you believe that doesn't mean I have to believe that. Some of you can feel me on that. Some of you understand that. Now, I understand now, looking back on it, like I have the utmost respect for my mom. She passed away in like 5 years ago. And there have been so many times that I have just said, oh, Mom, I am so grateful. And I understand now. And I realized that she just wanted what was best for me. And she believed in her beliefs deeply. And I appreciate that. But I also realize as adults, and want to apply that to my own children, because I learned a powerful lesson with that. When I wanted to take the reins of my own life and, you know, go down the path of my own belief system and my own exploration on my own journey, and it frustrating me when parents think that their kids have to believe the same way they believe. I try to apply that to my children as well, my adult children. And when they get to that space where I've done my job, I've done my work when my kids were smaller, and now it's time for them to fly, then to step back and allow them to live their own journey without trying to make it mine and try to drive for them. And so really being able to do that, my mom helped me with that. She helped me get that perspective. But when our kids are adults, a lot of parents, they haven't gotten the memo and they haven't done the work to become self-aware, and they're still trying to control their children. And so for their children to learn those boundaries and to learn to say no to their parents or to friends or other anybody in their life, if they're getting whipped around by obligation from all these people in their life or anybody in their life, then that is not someone that's standing in their power. Hey guys, if you are enjoying today's podcast, I invite you to come and be a part of my tribe. We go deeper into all of these kinds of topics. You can find out all the details at awakenwithjen.com. I will also drop the link in the show notes. I can't wait to see you there, and let's grow together. I have a client who has a very overbearing mom, and every Sunday she would drive an hour to her mom's house and an hour back. So that's 2 hours that she was making her family get in the car and drive to her mom's house, and they would have dinner, and then she would drive home. And she's now an adult. She's married. She has, you know, several children of her own. And as we were doing our coaching, she says, I don't want to do this. And I said, why are you doing it then? And she said, well, because my mom will get mad. What is she going to do? Is she going to ground you? No. Maybe your mom needs to learn a lesson on boundaries. Maybe your mom needs to get the memo that you're a grown-ass woman now, right? And so we went through the thick of it. And as I started to tell her to start using this powerful word, no, with her mother, it scared her. Like, I saw the tears and the fear in her eyes. And guess what? She started to tell her mother no. And I remember, you know, I see her on, you know, whatever it was, a Wednesday for a coaching call. And I gave her the pep talk because she was so manipulated by her mom. Her mom was so overbearing and had never given her adulthood, had never allowed her daughter to make her own decisions. She thought, well, she's my daughter, so she's going to do what I want her to do. And it wasn't reasonable for my client to have to drive her family 2 hours every Sunday when they had busy weeks. And sometimes they wanted to just chill together as their own family unit. And now, you know, they were dominated by all the entire family going to her mom's house every week. And so it was something that it just wasn't reasonable. And I wasn't saying, hey, cut your mom off, don't ever talk to her, or don't ever go to her house. But I was saying, that's not reasonable. If you really don't want to do it, your husband doesn't want to do it, your kids want to stay home, they don't want to go every week, and you're doing it, you're making all these people in your own family go out of obligation because you're afraid of your mom and you're afraid to say no. It's not fair. And maybe she's going to have to learn a new way. Maybe she's going to have to learn that it's a new day in town, which, by the way, I love that saying. So adapt that. And I would say that to her. I say this to a lot of my clients to say, hey, it's a new day in town, just to themselves. Not like she's going to say this to her mom, but to say, it's a new day in town. Like, that was then, this is now, this is me standing in my power and I am not afraid anymore. And so really understanding that those parameters that were put in place as your subconscious mind was being developed when you were a child are no longer there, babe. They're no longer there. Isn't that exciting? And so now you have all the freedom. It's yours. It's there for the taking. All you have to do is see it and go, oh my gosh, my mom's not going to write me out of the will. She's not going to hate me if I don't go to her house every single week for dinner. What's going to happen? My mom might throw a fit. She might get upset. She might cry. She might get angry, but she'll get over it. And she has to get over it because it's not fair. And what I say to parents too, you know, because my client, she is also a mom, I say, you know, you have a daughter. What do you want your daughter to do when she is a mom, when she's a wife and she has the life that you have right now? She's a businesswoman. She's got children to take care of. Her life is busy. Do you want her to get whipped around by you? Do you want her to be afraid to say no to you? And of course, my client was like, well, no, I don't want her to do that. I don't want to put that stress on her. I don't want her to feel how I'm feeling. And so I said, okay, honey. Well, then you got to walk the walk, babe, because your daughters are watching you. Your sons are watching you. And so by you retraining people in your life how to treat you, by you telling people no unapologetically because you're not doing anything wrong, by you standing in your power and getting good at using this beautiful word to your benefit, and by setting healthy boundaries, guess what? Everyone benefits from that. Everyone, including your mom that you're saying no to, that's going to throw a fit. And her mom did throw a fit, by the way. She threw a big fit. But guess what? Week after week, she started to learn that it was a new day in town. And my client was grown. And she was strong and she was empowered. And she's this beautiful woman who is willing to set healthy boundaries. And over time, her mom settled down and she stopped throwing a fit. That's what I call a calibration period of where, you know, at first it's like people are in shock because it's not the way it's always been. And they have to have time to acclimate to the new way. And so eventually she settled down, and guess what else happened? Her family, her husband, her children were so happy to have their Sundays that they had never had, honestly, because their whole life, she had dragged them to the grandma's house every single Sunday. So it was awesome for her family, but also my client's siblings were like, oh my gosh, we didn't realize we could do that because that's awesome. We can say no to mom. And it rippled out. She was an example to all of them. And what happened was really the mom was acting like a spoiled brat. Let's be honest. She was acting like a spoiled brat, trying to control her adult children. And they'd always let her get away with it. And when she started to make changes, the other ones were like empowered by that as well. And so they all were able to grow, including the mom. She was also able to grow. And how awesome. Maybe the mom and her husband were able to have some alone time and go do something cool on their Sunday. I don't know. But my question to you is, where are you saying yes when you want to say hell no? All right, my dear, practice this next week. standing in your power. It will get easier as you go over time. It will definitely get easier, and it will benefit many people, not just you, for years to come. So thank you for being here. Much love to you all, and I will see you next week. If this podcast means something to you, it would mean so much to us if you would be willing to take 30 seconds to do these three things. First, can you please follow or subscribe to Love Lighthouse? Following helps you because you'll never miss an episode, and it helps us because we won't miss you. To do this, just go to the Love Lighthouse show page on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts, and then just tap the plus sign in the upper right-hand corner or click on follow. This is the most important thing you can do for Love Lighthouse. While you're there, if you'd be willing to give us a 5-star rating and review, and then share this episode with someone you love. Thank you so much, dear. I'll see you next time.